Well, you drink skim milk, don't you?
No, I drink no milk.
You don't drink any milk at all?
No milk, no. Okay. Milk is for babies. When you grow up, you have to drink beer.
Rhyme.
And treason. Here we go. It is episode 157.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, Beats and Brews, part 2. How y'all motherfuckers doing out there?
We fucking ripped today, dude.
Lots of hops. Lots.
What's that topo?
Topic.
Ow.
Lots and hops. And as I was saying to Grant earlier, I find a large degree of bullshit in terms of the current market in beers and how it's so trendy.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about your hazies. It's all about your double hop IPAs. It's all about, you know, before, back when we were younger, wheat beers, well, there's a variety, a little bit of this and that, and porters and stouts are getting sort of, you know, everyone wants the fresh hop. Everyone wants the pine cone. Everyone wants all that. Hey, let's love all beers. Are we on the same page, guys?
All beers.
Absolutely, yes, I am.
Wheat beers. Never mind.
Yeah, you were on this rant earlier that I wish I had on tape. You went on a rant earlier that I wish I had a tape. We were there at the Hop Fest, and it's like, yeah. What about this shit? Like, it's bullshit. Come on.
Well, no, the bullshit was is that you go
they
to this,
wanna
like...
They all want to do hazies. They all want to do the same style. He's right.
No, he is right, but the more so bullshit factor of it was... Here's an event. It was like $50 to $75 a person. There's thousands of people that have purchased these tickets ahead of time. And every single brewery that came brings like a 5-gallon cylinder.
Thank God we went at
noon.
Are you
fucking kidding me? Like,
we drank the beer dry by 1 p.m.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Drank hella hardcore. I drank super hardcore. Is that the dogs?
Maybe.
Oh.
I think it's funny.
To Ghost of Christmas something.
That's fucking Buster just bashing. I think it's funny how we're complaining about these breweries not bringing enough beer, but we were there early and we drank a whole bunch of their beer.
We fucking pounded that shit.
We're the problem.
This is kind of one of the greatest days of my life, I think. I thought that earlier today, dude. I was like,
well, you know, at least you set the bar high. You're here.
You know, seriously, I was thinking, like, earlier, I was like, dude, this is like, it doesn't get any better than this. Seriously. Alright, anyway, you're gonna hear a band who you've never heard of. Now I'm eating the mic and I don't give a fuck. I hope it's loud and obnoxious. Anyway, German band about drinking. What's her name? Dawson Crowd or something like that. Anyway, you'll hear that. You'll hear also a bunch of drunken.
Freud.
Bunch of drunken bands.
I'm not. I know what that means. I know it has to do with irony, but I can't remember.
This is the Carnival of Schadenfreude. You will not hear.
Can't remember
song.
The exact definition of it.
Why Screech Your Weasel?
And I have no idea what context you were saying it in, so. You're just really loving shoving that mic right in my face and just looking at me.
Drunken.
What are you going to say?
It's going to be drunken fucking badass
it
beer songs coming at you.
I know. It's all right. Totally. Oh, what? The millions of people out there listening. Fuck you.
Now he gets it, folks. Now he fucking gets it. All right,
fuck everyone who ever listened to this podcast. Rhyme.
And remember, we got free stickers, rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com. Or
don't ever email you for a sticker. You're naive.
Fuckers.
You just shove that in like the fucking sewer system, yeah.
If you don't want one of our stickers, we'd be happy to give you oral copulation instead. So please make sure to send your dick
DJ Gowerwood
to DJ Matador at rhymeandtreason.com.
DJ Gower is an expert at oral copulation. Rhyme.
And DJ Matador has two horns for a reason of treason.
Three balls. Like the Total Recall character.
I think that was three boobs, but cool.
Watch TV and have a couple of brews. what it's like out there. It's a snare! You can go out if you want.
We wouldn't dare. We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else. We don't want to know. We're dedicated to our favorite shows.
Saturday Night Live. My TV for a day,
or even a minute.
I don't even bother to use my brain anymore.
There's nothing left in it. We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Hey, wait a minute. My TV set doesn't work.
It's broken.
Hey, this isn't fair. What are we gonna do tonight?
Niggas spitting venom out his body with the dopest flows. And wonder why the lines around the corner, cause the little motherfucker has the dopest shows. So one time for my independent women and all the single mothers who be getting that cake. Two times for my dog pulling triggers and my niggas in the kitchen that be flipping that way. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, 30 South, then we took it all around the world. I got fans in retirement homes for teenagers and little bitty boys and girls. Dropping lyrical bombs up in your hood, non-stop, and I'ma hit them till the block explode. Hip-hop, R&B, pop-tart, what you want? I even got a little rock and roll.
The most creative, original, got them taking subliminal. Cause they can't get what I got. They want it so bad. $4 million pad and enough to retire off two albums. Go on, wave your white flags, I'm hot.
And every time I rhyme, I'm putting rappers in the ground with lines that got them hooked like dope. They gotta make up their mind because they running out of time, and now I'm about to make them choke.
Better turn your stereo louder. Listen up and let me preach. Let's get arrested for disturbing the peace. Come on.
Man, this disturbing the peace shit getting on my nerve. Boy, I tell you the truth, you know what I'm saying? While he doing shows, I'm in these streets. You know what I'm saying? While he on TV, I'm in these streets. And then my broad and my kid walk around singing it. Boy, if they sing another verse, boy, I swear. You know what I'm saying? I'm on another level, though. I got a car wash. I got a shop on Old National. I got my own record label. You heard of Posse Family Cartel, you know what I'm saying? We real. Who this nigga think he is?
I'm a household name with games spitting out of my mouth at all times. I spit it out and about and spit it out of the south until they recognize the danger sign. So feel a tingle in your spine by the way I talk. And it's pimping in my blood. You can tell by the way I walk. Ooh, Lord, more style than a barbershop. Call the cop. People in the way when the ball is blocked. Little do they know that I'm calling shots. And I'm not to be fucked with. If you see me come around the corner, then duck quick. Perpetrators could suck dead. I try to tell them, but they don't wanna listen. I try to shine them, but they don't wanna glisten. While the hi-hat keeps on ticking, and the kick drum keep on pumping, I'm dumping on the closest fools. Cause rules were made to be broken, but you can't make broken rules. Hear what I'm saying, or heard what I said. Hear what they playing, cause through this music, I'ma still be heard if I'm dead. Call your producers, cause I'm hurting these beats. I said it once, I'll say it twice. Bitch, disturbing the beast. Come on.
Yeah, folks. The King of the Kings has spoken. ATL shouted, hood to hood, block to block. We about to let our nuts hang. We're stirring the peace. We don't die. We multiply. We make a death jam history. Face for getting a CD shouted.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the microphone to sing an old Hank Thompson tune for you, Mr. Jason Robert.
Hey, hey, Mr. Bartender. Please don't be so slow. Cause I've got time for one more round and a six pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday. And I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six pack to go. Yes, I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. And I done spent my whole paycheck just a honky tonking round. Lord, I don't have a dime to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna worry though. Cause I got time for one more round and a six pack to go.
Tell me, bro.
So slow, cause I've got time for one more round and a six pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, Lord, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six pack to go. Yes, I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town.
That's it, y'all.
One six pack to go.
Well, now something is coming on too strong, and I just can't seem to get along. I always try to write a song, but something doors ain't coming out right. Just my knees are left tonight, but just help me get along. Yeah, I feel like drinking tonight. Everything is wrong and nothing is right. And I might get into a fight, but that's alright, as long as I've got a pipe. Lord, that's alright, as long as I've got a pipe. Let's go. Hey, 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 hey. Well, I've been around the world back again. Me and my friends leave sheets to the wind. You'd say we live a life of sin, but when it's all been said and done, you'd also say we've had more fun. And that's all that matters in the end. Go! I feel like drinking tonight. Hey, hey! Everything is wrong and nothing is right. And I might get into a fight, but that's alright, as long as I've got a fight, Lord. That's alright, as long as I've got a pain.
Hey, blessed, I'm blessed, then take it to town. And I can't even try to stay above the ground. And I won't even try, cause it's a different sound. Cause I know I should just sail away. Whoa, oh, oh. I said nothing is wrong, everything's right. Fucking up shit on a Saturday night. And those trials I might as can't say a sign. And I won't even try to up them on the light. Cause I'll say, to the Lord I pray. Whoa, oh, oh. I said, can I kick a little something for the G's and make some fucking money if you please. And bring the dirty critics to the knees. And sure, I'm begging, don't go get them up, please. And kick a little something for the G's and make some fucking money if you please. And bring the dirty critics to the knees. And sure, I'm begging, don't go get them up, please. And kick a little something for the G's and make some fucking money if you please. And bring the dirty critics to the knees. And sure, I'm begging, don't go get them up, please. And kick a little something for the G's. And make some fucking money if you please. As long as I've got a pint, Lord, that's alright. As long as I've got a pint, biddy bop bop, biddy bop bop, biddy bop bop. And I said, can I kick a little something for the G's? And make some fucking money if you please. And bring the dirty critics to the knees. And show the pig and start to get them a fleece. And I kick a little something for the G's. And make some fucking money if you please. As long as I've got a pint, Lord, that's alright. As long as I've got a pint. But that's alright, as long as I've got a pint, Lord, that's alright, as long as I've got a pint.
You make me wanna drink. Everything you say and do, I think I'm losing my mind, what's wrong with me? Why'd you go away and let me be? It's such a waste of time, and I can see that you lie. I wanna drink. You're bitching, they complain and make me think. My nerves are a wreck, what's wrong with me? Why'd you go away and let me be? When you come around, I can see that you lie to me and stab me in the back. That's why I tell you I'm back. I wanna drink. I wanna drink. I wanna drink. I wanna drink. I wanna drink.
Like heaven. maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell. And if I get drunk while I pass out on the floor now, baby, you won't bother me no more. She said, well, it's okay, boy, cause you know we'll be good friends. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Think you can show me how to change a keg?
Time to roll the barrel for the gang's all here. barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Sing boom terrera. Ring out a song of good cheer. Now's time to roll the barrel, for the game's all here.
Chipped in and got you something. Now, what is it that you want more than anything else in the world?
Another beer.
There you were standing by the screen door slamming, rather clear what's taking place. You were holding on to Louie. He was packed and he was heavy. That plastic handle just about to break. Well, then you picked up Chloe. She
Episode 157 coming at ya. Yeah, I'm eating the mic. Oh yeah, I'm so eating it. Oh, I love it.
My God, that is.
I love eating it. Oh, I'm eating it again. Oh, I hate society and I'm eating it. God damn it, I'm eating it. Anyway, this is the Beats and Brews Part 2.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What is
Beats and Brews Part 2. We went to this year in a fest and we got fucked up.
Hello,
we
nerds.
We got fucked up. Anyway, we're here
wow.
in Chico Studio getting wasted. Fucking dip and
yeah. Studio Le Chico.
Yes.
Radio de Raymond Treason.
Key Money.
Hey, hey, hey!
He's going full Mexican. Anyway, we're here getting pissed. We're playing a bunch of beer.
Never
tracks.
Go full Mexican.
Hey, I just remember my days in the kitchen, you know, at Olive Garden, listening to La Gran X.
97.7 La Gran X.
He's like a living legend, man. Anyway, we're here getting drunk.
Dos Equis. I'm not having Dos Equis, but I am having Celebration Fresh Hop IPA.
Celebrate good beer. Fuck yeah.
Feel the same way.
Anyway, we went to the beer fest. I just got
my first six pack a couple days ago. It's one of the best beers ever made. Celebrations here in Nevada.
It's the most gnarly beer fest of all time.
Every year. I always get extra and save it for the next year because it actually is an IPA that can be aged. So keep that in mind.
Speaking of winter warmer lager. From Sierra Nevada.
Also Sierra Nevada.
Anyway, someone's his wife is informing him he has some action on his phone. Anyway, we're here drinking beers. We're reminiscing about the beer fest. This is the Beats and Brews.
We're in the Man Cave studio.
DJ Gower is actually going to produce some shows. I can't wait for that. And so I have nothing to do with this. I'm just saying the vocals that suck. So, fuck society. Fuck everyone, basically. And I hate being a part of society. And hope you all Hello. Die.
Hello. Sorry. I know I
Hi.
Can see you. I see him in the mic. What's up? I'd love to talk to my husband. Can you please put me on the phone, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm right
You're
here.
You're awesome. All you men have giant dicks. Yeah, you're awesome. Fuck yeah. Give me.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm giving it to you. You're right here.
Yeah, give it to me.
Hi.
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
How Are bad would you I'm like good. It?
Yeah. How do you want it? How does it feel growing up like in the fast lane, living in the fast lane? For real? No, seriously, though. No, I'm... Okay, we're done on the mic.
You're live on the air with Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Yeah,
here we go. Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Okay, but we're done. Can
the
I touch
old you? Beer.
Yeah.
And Hank Jr. and all his rowdy friends. And Treason. Clean out the whole crowd, baby.
Goodbye. say, it's bad drink. It's bad drink. We'll be right back.
Sherman holds seminars he calls So You Want to Start a Brewery. They attract hundreds of people.
First question is typically, how much money are you making?
The answer is not as much as you might think. It costs $200,000 a month to keep this operation running. And in the early days, Toolshed was on the brink of bankruptcy more than once. But it looks like all fun and foamy profits.
It feels like a gold rush.
Yeah.
It feels like a dot-com, like everybody's just diving into this.
Yeah.
Is that the feeling right now in Alberta?
It is. Yeah, it is the feeling. So I was very fortunate that when I started, I had the right product in the right province, the right time.
The timing. Timing.
Timing is everything.
This river of new suds is running into a logjam downstream. The number of new bars and restaurants hasn't kept pace, and there aren't enough taps to go around.
The growth of this market is so compressed, I don't know how each of these breweries can find the taps to keep alive.
As proof, Sherman takes me out for one of his beers at one of his favorite bars.
It seems to be a new brewery every week. They come in and they're ready to sell and everything. I'm like, well, I'd love to put more taps on. I don't have room.
The flow of all that new beer coming on stream is raising red flags far beyond Alberta.
So if you were ever contemplating starting a brewery, this is the kind of competitive environment that you're going to be in.
Larry Plummer teaches entrepreneurship at the Ivy School of Business. Today's subject matter, craft beer, and a lesson on supply and demand, with so much new beer pouring.
Thank you.
This is my Sunday morning mass, and to the pub to have a glass. It fills my body and my soul as I regain control. The pint of no return, I stress, it was my very first. From the day of happiness, I always had my dust. Cause I went into a pub, I just needed to fill me up. And I knew then that I never learned. I drink the pint of no return as I realized I couldn't stop. I had to take another drop, which washed away my misery. My money has weighed as well. Because I went into a pub, I just needed to fill me up. I knew them that I never learned. I drink the pint of no return. As I realized I couldn't stop, I had to take another drop. We pushed away my misery and my money as right as well.
I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
Yeah!
We'll be right back.
and treason.